Carter Petron, Brady Petron, and Noah Sakala facing JT Haren here in the eighth inning, a 5-3 Piers Laker lead. As this one is grounded to second, Carter Block has it. He'll throw to first and 4-3 on the putout of Carter Petron. One down in the eighth for the Lakers, and up to the plate, Brady Petron. Brady so far today, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Five runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Piers Lakers. Three runs, five hits, three errors for the Clippers this afternoon. Coming up after a ball game, you're going to get your Catholic Mass and you also get your Rosary. Scott Stevens will have that for you here on KASM Radio as the pitch to Brady Petron is a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count, one out. JT Haren kicks and delivers, and that pitch outside, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. JT Haren, the draftee, delivers, and there's a swing and a miss by Brady Petron, and 2-1. The count. JT Haren delivers, and a chop foul at the plate, and I think Brady Petron followed that off his foot, just the way he kind of quivered and just rolled up.
Lincoln saying, been there.
Yeah. I never ever did that in my whole baseball career, and maybe because I didn't have a quick enough bat to do that.
I did it once, senior year of high school, aluminum bat.
Uh-huh.
Howie.
Two balls, two strikes, curveball. On the ground to third, Geislinger dives, can't come up with it. Into the corner it rolls, picked up there by Justin Thompson back into the infield, so a long single for Brady Petron.
Those Lakers keep hitting, Randy. 11 knocks on the board today. I mean, they got some sticks in this lineup.
They do. They do. And, folks, they're the number four seed. Noah Sakala coming up to the plate. Noah so far today. He's got two of the 11.
Going to get a runner out of the dugout here, Randy. This is your guy. This is the manager, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nate Jansen.
Nate Jansen. He's acting as the field manager here. You bet. Nate's been on the Dick Putt Show a few times over his career. Getting himself a state tournament appearance. And coming up to the plate, it's Sakala. Noah into the batter's box. JT Haren toes that rubber. The left-hander kicks and delivers right down the middle, strike one. Oh, on the count.
Pretty quick on his feet over there, the runner.
Yeah.
That's probably why he's in there.
0-1. JT Haren ready, and he comes home. That pitch missing, and
Yeesh.
The count dead 1-1.
Zip on it right there.
Yeah. I look at just the pace of some games, Kirby, and that first game that I did today, 2 hours we were done. 2 hours we were done, and this one is like, it's kind of a snail's pace. We're over 2 hours already.
You should try doing a game with 24 runs scored.
Well, you made it here.
I did. I got here.
Pitch low and inside, and the count 2-1. Yeah, 7 innings helped, though, right?
Yeah, it did. I don't know how New York Mills had left to throw at the Rockies. Yeah. He's going up in the Laker bullpen right now, Randy. Is that the guy who was, is that the shortstop, Petron? They took him out to go warm up. That's him, yeah, 24.
Yep. Yeah. Two balls, one strike. This pitch fouled back and out of play by Sakala, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. JT Haren has the sign from Lincoln Haugen. The 2-2 pitch coming. And fouled back and out of play again, 2-2. Yeah, just good contact hitters. Fouling a lot of pitches off, making that bat boy richer and richer every day.
They battle, too. I mean, it's not those quick two-pitch at-bats. They're in there for a while, hanging in there.
JT rocks, fires. Here's a ground ball to short. Nolan Geislinger flips to second for one. The relay high and pulls Ashton off the bag. And, boy, that's one Nolan could have probably taken himself and done just as good a job. That relay, oh, short. He flipped it to Carter, and I think Carter was off balance a little.
I think you're right. Nolan just maybe shuffle his feet. He's got the arm, momentum, and energy going that way. You don't have to worry about a ball getting out of someone else's glove.
Yeah,
but he elected to flip it to Carter, and the inning extends here.
So two outs, and the base runner now, Noah Sakala, as we get number nine hitter, NDH Mitch Waitala, to the plate. And Waitala hits a ground ball up the middle. Geislinger has it. He'll step on the bag. Uh-huh. And that will do it. The unassisted put out for Nolan, the force at second, and for Pierce in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played 7.5. It's the Pierce Lakers 5 and Watkins 3. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM. Bottom of the eighth inning. We're going with what is right now. No Sakala back on the mound. The shortstop, Petron, back at short. He was warming up, like Kirby said. And, you know, and that's something, too. You can prepare yourself. If Sakala does get in any trouble, at least he's thrown out in the bullpen, got some tosses in.
He had some hot water in the sixth there a little bit, Randy, with first and third. But that was all with two outs. And then the quick flyout inning last inning with that 2-3-4. So, I mean, it'd be tough to take the ball out of the guy's hand right now.
I agree.
Until he gives you a reason.
Yeah. Brendan Ashton will lead it off for the Clippers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Clippers got to find a way to get a couple runs. Ashton, block, and Carson Geislinger.
Now, selfishly, I want to see Petron throw because I've seen him throw from short, and I want to see what it comes like on the mound. Yeah. He's got a gun.
Brendan Ashton 0 for 3 today, got robbed on a fly ball or a line drive out to right field, a great catch out in right field. Takes the first pitch from Noah Sakala, strike one. Clippers with just 5 hits on the scoreboard. Those 3 errors haven't helped. Pitch is high from Sakala in the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Getting some shadows out in left field. That tree line starting to shade the sun. Here's a drive by Brendan to center field. Coming in and making the catch. Center fielder Luke Gertz. We haven't said Luke's name a whole lot today. He did get a put out last inning. And now this inning.
Lazy fly balls. Clippers last 4 outs. Left, right, center, center.
Bring Carter Block to the plate. Carter, 1 for 3 so far today. And the pitch 2. Block breaking ball from Sakala, strike 1.
He likes that hook on. Oh, he better be careful with that thing, though, Randy.
It's a big, dandy hook. Yeah. Kick the pitch. Block will take strike 2, called, and 0-2. Noah Sakala cruising along here in the eighth inning, and the Watkins Clippers looking for some hits, some base runners. As the pitch finishes high, and the count 1-2, Carson Geislinger on deck. Buckman, Cannon Falls to come. Of course, when I think of Cannon Falls, I think of Keith Myers, big left-hander. Al Rosa remembers Keith Myers as this is ripped to right, left center field. Carter Block's going to have himself a stand-up double as maybe that's the fire that gets the engine going here.
Spark they needed, yeah. Right there. They were kind of lulling to sleep a little bit there, Randy, with those soft pop-ups, but now you get the one-out double, chance to at least cut that lead in half.
Carson Geislinger comes up to the plate. Carson 0 for 3 today. Trying to make something happen here in the eighth are the Clippers, trailing by 2, 5-3. Noah Sakala stares down to Rushlow. And the right-hander taking his time, delivers, and Carson takes a strike called an 0-1.
He's a strike one kind of guy, huh?
He is. He really is. He tries to work ahead. Carter Block taking a lead out at second. Sakala looks back to him once, now twice, and comes home. That pitch just missing low and away in the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. The sign thrown down by Rauschlow. And the pitch. That's high for a ball and 2-1 waiting on deck for the Watkins Clippers, Justin Thompson.
Down to the last five outs. You can't really give in right here. Carson had a good region tournament, Randy. Hits in a few of those games.
Yeah.
Multiple hits in a couple of those.
Gonna put bat on ball here. 2-1, 2-1, and foul to the backstop. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Watkins with blocks doubled at their sixth hit of the afternoon, now the evening. Sakala has the sign from Rauschlow. Noah looks back to second and comes home. And Geislinger drives this to right field, giving chase and not able to get it is the right fielder. That is Petron. Block's going to hold on at third, and Carson will roll into second base. Boy, did he get that in quick.
He didn't do – I didn't know that Carter did very good base running right there. I mean, yeah, tip of the cap to right fielder Carter Petron, but for Block to have the opportunity right there, if he thought he was going to tag and get to third on it,
wow.
I would say maybe be a third of the way off the bag
yeah.
on a play like that and get the turn sign from Matt once you get to third.
I thought that was an automatic that Carter would score there, but, yeah, like you said, he didn't read it well. And Petron made it look like maybe he was going to make the catch. And that's going to do it. We're going to get a pitching change here in the eighth inning, Kirby.
It'll be Petron.
With Watkins trailing 5-3. A pitching change for the Piers Lakers. Runners on first and second and one out. Justin Thompson coming to the plate. We'll take a one-minute timeout. All right. We have some changes for the Piers Lakers, Kirby Hamish.
Coming into pitch is Brady Petron. He comes in from shortstop. Moving to short is Preston Rauschlow. He was the pitcher, then the catcher. Now he's at shortstop. He's had a fun little day today. The Little League tour and then back to catching. Now is Noah Sakala. So Sakala behind the plate, Petron on the mound, and Rauschlow over at shortstop. And tying runs at second base, Randy, with the Justin Thompson in the batter's box with one away.
Justin, a good hitter. He's the kind of guy you wind up at the plate. Those runners at second and third. And be interested to see what Mr. Petron has here in relief.
I told you I wanted to see it. And the early consensus would be, yeah, it's hard.
It's hard. But if it's straight, hitters can hit
it. Yeah, sometimes those guys like that hard stuff. Cold Spring Springers for years, I remember the old Ron Terrace, Rod Schaefer, Matt Butala, Darren Hank, Springer teams who would say they'd rather face 90 than 70. So.
Yeah. So they're giving Petron a little time to warm up, Kirby, because he did come from a position.
He's got to be well over the eight pitches you're allotted.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the way it's going right here. And, boy, is this a tight spot, huh? 5-3, tying run at second base, one out. Justin Thompson gets a chance to make it real interesting here.
Absolutely. Bottom of the eighth inning. I had mentioned how many opportunities the Watkins Clippers have had. They've had guys on base today, and they're just waiting for that one big hit. Is it in the bat of Justin Thompson? As Brady Petron and Noah Sakala tack out on the mound. Sakala backed behind the plate, and Petron has given up his shortstop spot to Preston Rauschlow to try to deal some strikes to the Watkins Clippers. Petron ready on the mound. Thompson in the batter's box with runners at second and third, and the pitch is popped up in the infield. It's Petron on the mound. He finds it and makes the catch for the out. I noticed none of his other infielders really came to his aid.
They all yelled his name. You do it.
Oh, my.
You got him to pop up. You're the shortstop. You can catch the ball. Big out on one pitch. Thompson, that helmet's not feeling pretty good right now.
No, you know Justin was sitting first pitch fastball, Kirby, yep. And he wanted to make it happen on that first pitch. Just didn't. That'll bring Landon Nyman to the plate. Landon has mean, he's 2 for 3 today out of that number 9 spot, so don't underestimate what Landon Nyman's done today. He'll chop this one in the infield. It's going to be a tough play, and nobody is going to be able to field it. The Clippers are going to score 2 on a little infield hop that got by the third baseman, and then Rushlow couldn't field it. That'll go as an error on somebody, I would imagine.
Herman coming across. I think he almost got in the way of the shortstop, Rushlow, Randy.
Yeah.
As he had a chance to come up and field that ball, but Herman got in the way, and it rolls past everybody. 2 runs come across to score, and now we're knotted at 5.
Unbelievable. Give Carson Geislinger credit. He never stopped. Mapp was sending him all the way, too. It's like, we're going to get you in, dude. 5-5 here, bottom of the 8th inning. Watkins and the Piers Lakers. Geislinger goes, or actually Nyman goes on that first pitch, and he slides in safely at second. So Landon Nyman stealing on Petron. First pitch, and he's in scoring position. They gave him a hit and then an error.
A hit and an error? How do you get a hit on that?
2 hits in the end. There was 7 on the board. Now there's 8, and there's an error on the board, too. A hit and an error.
I don't know
about
that.
That error allowed Carson
the second run to score.
Here's Geislinger. Singles down the left field line, and the Clippers have taken the lead. Nolan Geislinger into second base with the third double here in the 8th inning.
Unreal.
Oh.
He just flipped that down the left field line, Randy.
Yes. Oh, wow. The Clippers have come through here in the 8th to take a 6-5 lead over the Piers Lakers. Nolan Geislinger, probably one of the bigger hits in his career, to give his team the lead. And here's Lincoln Hogan to the plate. But again, that stolen base got Nyman in scoring position.
Yep.
And Nolan was able to do his thing.
Because he's not going to score from first on that.
No.
So being he's on second, he gets to walk home, and that's a go-ahead run. And now all of a sudden they're down 2. Next thing you know, they're 3 outs away from going to next Friday night, Randy.
Exactly. Here's Lincoln Hogan. Digs in batter's box. And the pitch. A little high and inside, and the count.
2-0.
2-0 yep. To Lincoln. Kevin Kramer waits on deck. 3 doubles in the 8th inning for Watkins. The kick, the pitch. High for a ball, and 3-0.
We don't want to do that. You got Kevin Kramer on deck.
Brady Petron has come in. He got Justin Thompson on the first pitch, but after that, the Clippers have had their way with him. The pitch. Low ball 4, and Lincoln Hogan walks on 4 straight.
Hmm.
First and second. That will bring Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kevin, with a swing or 2, can break this one open. We're going to get a pinch runner for Lincoln Hogan. Means Gavin Mathias, I think, is running for Hogan.
That's Miles DeZingle, I believe.
Or DeZingle, excuse me.
Yep.
All right. Miles DeZingle. Kramer. Collects his thoughts as he steps into the batter's box against Brady Petron. 6 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Watkins, 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Pearl Lake Lakers. Kramer, ground ball to third. Fielded cleanly there across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout of Kevin Kramer, but the Clippers do some damage here in the 8th inning, scoring 3 runs here in the 8th inning on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. There was 1 error, and there was 2 men left on base. So we have played 8, 6-5. Watkins with the lead over the Piers Lakers. We'll be back in a minute. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you back in Faribault as we head to the top of the 9th inning. A 6-5 Watkins lead. And it's going to be the top of the order. Paul Herman will lead it off.
That's who you want up, right?
Absolutely. You want your 1, 2, 3 if you're the Piers Lakers. JT Harn, the draftee from Luxembourg, trying to close the door. And the pitch is low and away, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Harn delivers, and this is fouled back and out of play. And the count, 1-1.
He's not actually warming up down there, is he?
Yeah, he's trying to throw. That's Matt Geislinger in the bullpen right now. He's getting the wing loose. Hey. 1-1. Pop foul and out of play. Count at 1-2.
JT came in after the double in the sixth. There was an error that scored a run, but JT hasn't really, you know, it hasn't really been on him. They haven't touched him up too much.
Here's a slap into left field. That's a single for Herman into the corner. He takes a big turn at first. He's going to hold on as that throw from Justin Thompson, a strike second base.
Oh, this is a dandy. These guys are it's good on good right here, Randy. This is that one of those. I mean, Hutch and Kimball and Avon Fairmont got all the publicity for that first-round matchup, but these are two good teams, and no one wants to lose here.
No, exactly. How long ago did I tell you 4-3 was not going to be
you
the
said it too.
Point? Yeah,
that ain't going to be it.
No. Coming up to the plate, number two hitter, Chad Weiss. He is on the day 0-3, sacrifice bunt.
And he'll do another one right here.
Weiss puts down the bunt, fielded by Carson at third. He'll throw to first. And 5-3 on the putout of Weiss.
Well, here you go. You got,
you got your big bonkers coming up.
Yeah, Rushlow and Deers. And if Herman gets a chance, I'm curious to see if that old lefty's going to bring himself in here.
We're in the top of the ninth inning. Watkins leading 6-5. The tying run out at second base. Paul Herman has into the batter's box now. Preston Rushlow. JT Harn on the mound. Pitch two. Rushlow fouled out of play. The count 0-1 to Preston. No balls, 1-1. Oh, 1 the count. Here comes Harn's pitch.
Oh.
A little bit inside, says the home plate umpire. And 1-1.
Crackers has been pretty consistent. We have a brutal angle for in and out and stuff right. like that, but I take his word for it today, Randy.
Little inside, the count 1-1 with 1 out. Harn looks back to second. JT ready, the kick, the curveball, the strike called, and 1-2. Rushlow wanted nothing to do with that pitch. Absolutely nothing. It'll be interesting when Lincoln Hogan calls that pitch again, Kirby. Rushlow's looking for the fastball. 1-2. Harn delivers and just missing with that pitch is Harn. Wow.
That was close. That was very close right there. And I mean, to have the gumption to take that, that's big time stuff right there.
Preston Rushlow at the plate, 1-2. On deck for Piers, Ryan Deers. Time called by Lincoln Hogan, and he's going to go out and have a word with the left-hander on the mound.
So you get that awkward. I mean, Lincoln's been around, you know, forever, but you get this, you know, what do you want on 2-2? What do you want to throw type of deal? I don't catch you that often.
Sure.
The first time I maybe ever caught you.
Yep.
So in a big spot, 2-2, three-hitter, one-run game. What's it going to be, boy?
Rushlow back in the box. Harn has the baseball. Looks down to Lincoln Hogan. Ready to go. Runner at second. 1 out. JT kicks, delivers, curveball. Rushlow drives it to left field. Thompson coming hard. JT makes the catch. Throw back to second. And not in time as Paul Herman has to hustle back to second. But that was a big pitch, big out. Thompson making a nice catch in left field. And the Lakers down to their final out. Leave it in the hands of Ryan Deers, who's 1-for-4 today. Base hit back in the fifth inning. Lefty against lefty.
I can't believe it was that close at second base that he would have been that far off. It was, at the end of the day, can of corn to left.
Exactly. 1-1. I mean, excuse me. No, here we're in the bottom of our top of the ninth inning, two outs. Just looking at Herman, he's grabbing his ribs. I don't know if he hurt himself sliding back or not. Deers takes a strike called and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Herman will get off. Base hit probably scores him.
Something's wrong with him, Randy.
Yeah, I know. I know. 0-1 the count, two outs. JT Harn kicks and delivers. And this is lifted to shallow left field. Geislinger, Nolan calling for it, makes the catch. And the Watkins Clippers come away with the victory this evening by a score of 6-5 over the Pierce Lakers. Watkins moves on to take on Red Wing.
I mean, they got that something in the water over there that they, and they're just so cool about it too. Yeah. Down two, eighth inning, one out. Well, that's okay. We'll just go double, and then get kind of a break on an air, and then get a big RBI double from our 16-year-old, and that's that. We'll win here today.
Unbelievable. Hey, we'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up from Faribault. Back in a minute. Randy and Kirby back with you in Faribault Belfield. We've gone final today. 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for the Watkins Clippers. They left 9 men on base. 5 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Pierce Lakers. They left 8 men on base. The win will go to JT Harn in relief. The draftee from Lux picks up the win in relief. The loss will go to Noah Sakala. It was Brady Petron, I think. Brady yield that final run. So, Kirby, just a great day of baseball so far. And we're 3-for-3.
We are 3-for-3. Cold Spring, the big-time W, and then some nail-biting between the El Rosa game and, of course, the Watkins with the late-inning heroics. But, man, you talk about that August DNA, Randy, that just big-time players making big-time plays, all that fun cliches and stuff like that. Watkins down to their final, down to their final 5 outs.
Yeah,
back-to-back doubles. We were thinking it was a base-running blunder, and maybe they worked around a base-running blunder and ended up with a victory by a run.
And you talked about the 16-year-old coming up with a clutch hit, and what a clutch hit it was to score a couple runs. And then to get that stolen base, and yeah, just some big-time at-bats for the Watkins Clippers and some good relief pitching by JT Harn. Clippers get a win, and, of course, it's down to the second weekend.
Yep, that's what they do. Yeah. And, I mean, you look at the way they get it done too, Randy. Yeah, they had some errors in there today, but the way they were able to work around some hot spots, Piers, is just those big bats. They kind of scattered them a little bit though, you know?
Yeah. All right, Kerb, we want to remind folks that tomorrow we'll be covering baseball in Meesville. At 1:30, it'll be Kimball taking on Hutchinson. Should be a wonderful ball game. And then Richmond takes on Hinckley at 4:30. We'll be there to cover that for you. Kirby and I got to make our way back home, get a few Z's, and back on the road tomorrow with Kurt Hemish driving.
Yeah. Kurt the chauffeur.
Kurt the chauffeur. I like that.
I was thinking maybe I could catch some Z's on the way down, but with you, him, and I in the car, no, I don't see.
It's like having the radio on.
I don't think the radio is going to stand a chance.
All right. Hey, there's Pete Schlepper helping with the ground crew here at Faribault. So good to see Pete.
Good spot for Pete.
Good spot. Thank you to our Watkins sponsors, those fine folks helping us bring you baseball here today on KASM Radio. The fine folks over at Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Ertl Hardware, BNS Excavating, Columbia Gear, Rambo, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Queen Bees. Over in Painesville, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill, Albany Chrysler Center, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, and Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill. Until tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, thank you, Scott Stevens, back at our studios in Albany. For my partner, Kirby Hemish, this is Randy Rothstein. 6-5, Watkins beating Pierce. Have a good afternoon and evening, everyone.